welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, the power lady who is so passionate about life and so passionate about bringing you the information to enlighten you so that you will live the life that you know that you deserve. As always, our listening audience is growing, and I appreciate you guys so much for passing the word on, but do continue to pass the word on and ask others to tune in so that they can be inspired by the information that we're sharing on our show also. So be sure to continue to invite your friends, coworkers, family members, just invite everyone you know to listen in Monday through Friday. And to make it convenient for all of you, we archive our shows for a period of time so that you guys can play some catch-up and listen to any of the shows that you missed. But you do want to play catch-up because they don't stay in our archives very long, and to make it convenient for those that you invite in. So let them know that they can go to our archives at blogtalkradio.com/designingyourlifetoday and listen in any time. We like to make your success easy. We want to make your life flow in the direction that we know it should go into. Also, you want to stay with us today. We have such a great guest. She is such an amazing woman. Her name is Dr. Michelle Wright, and she is awesome. She is the author of the incredible book, Dear Success Seeker. I've read this book. It's an amazing book, you guys. You do not want to miss what she has to say. She has so much wisdom that she is going to be sharing with you. Now, having said that, stay tuned with us because she will be coming on shortly. But as you continue to listen to our show, do continue to send us your feedback. I love the emails that you guys are sending, and you guys are going to my Facebook page and friending me. So I love friends, lots of friends, so continue to friend me. But also, don't forget to stop by our Facebook page, Designing Your Life, and like us. We want to be liked, too. We love the friends, but we want to be liked. So please go to our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. Don't forget to visit our website at www.designingyourlifetoday.com, where you can get information about any of the guests that we have on our show. And so tune in today, listen to what Dr. Michelle Wright has to say, and you can find out more about her on our website at www.designingyourlifetoday. And one other thing, check out my blog, my personal blog, blog.patcouncil.com. You want to check out my blog because you know what? I usually journal every single day about something I'm grateful about. I do believe that if you stay in an attitude of gratitude, it will drive your life in the direction that God would have it to go. And you know what? When you can be in an attitude of gratitude, you're in tune with God, in touch with God. You can hear what he has to say, and you can live out the best plan for your life. So check out my gratitude blog because I decided to, instead of just doing a regular blog, I decided to make it a gratitude blog. So instead of writing everything in my journal, I decided to share it with you guys. So on my blog, it is actually a gratitude blog. So every single day I post something that I am grateful for. So by all means, check out that blog. We do have a great show lined up for you today, but as always, before we get started with our show, I like to read our affirmations, and we're going to share a question from the Power Lady Speaks, and then we're going to hear from Dr. Michelle Wright. Dr. Wright, are you there?
I'm here, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Before we read our affirmations, I do want to take a moment and wish Dr. Wright, do you want me to call you Dr. Wright or should I call you Michelle?
Oh, please call me Michelle.
I'll call you Michelle. Okay, now we're friends, friends for life. But I want to take a moment to wish her happy birthday. Tomorrow is Michelle's birthday, so you guys, you can email her. She'll give you her information as to where her website is and how you can find her. You can shoot her an email and wish her happy birthday when she's done here and let her know that you want her to have the best day tomorrow. And I'll let her tell her age or share anything that she wants to share. She may not want to share that, but I'll leave that up to her. But the point is that she is having a birthday tomorrow, and I want to wish you a happy birthday and just enjoy your special day because you're such a special person.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's read our affirmations, and then we will go on with our show. Our affirmations for today are, I am all that God made me to be. I am magnificent, strong, and amazing. I greet each day knowing I am presented with unlimited possibilities for my success. I smile knowing that love is the prosperous fruit I bear every day. My talents are uniquely mine, and I share them with excitement to the world. I am molded by the divine with unlimited power, and with humility and obedience, I do achieve. I am joy, I am peace, and I am powerful. That's our affirmation for today. That's my favorite one. That's the one I read every day, and I felt inspired when I wrote this. And the thing is, you guys can use this affirmation for yourself, but it is important that you affirm how great you are every single day and that you recognize the power that God has given you to be that amazing, magnificent human being. So write your own or feel free to use this one, but whatever affirmation you choose to use, you want to use an affirmation that that inspires you and that evokes emotion from you. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our next segment. It is time for the Power Lady Speaks.
And now, it's time for the Power Lady Speaks.
I love hearing that voice. He has an amazing voice. The question for today on the Power Lady Speaks is, I want to have more confidence. What can I do? First of all, I want to thank you for sending that question in. I love it when you guys send questions in. It says that you're growing. It says that you're seeking. It says you're searching for your higher self. You want to live your highest and best life, and you do want to tap into everything that God has for you. So I love that. So thank you for sending this question in, and by all means, you guys continue to send your questions. Now, to answer your question, I want to have more confidence. What can I do? Well, first of all, confidence, it comes from doing. Write one thing down that you want to accomplish, and no matter what it is, accomplish it. Just go do it. And once you accomplish it, then congratulate yourself. Now, whatever it is you choose to do, it doesn't have to be anything large. It doesn't matter how large it is. Doesn't matter how small it is. I don't know. It could be a goal to cross the street when the light turns red. It doesn't matter. But make it a goal that you can complete. And it simply has to be something that you really want to do, something that inspires you, and simply complete it. Now, once you complete that goal, do not look to others to congratulate you. Do it for yourself. Congratulate yourself. Because confidence is all about you knowing that you can do things and that you can accomplish things, and it's not about the opinion of others. So confidence is built from within. It's not built from completely from external stimulation, although it feels good to have others congratulate us and say nice things to us, because as human beings, we are connected, and we do want to wish each other well. The point is you want to have confidence. That's something that you want to carry with you at all times. Also, acquire some new knowledge. Start listening to CDs and read books. And it's so great we have Dr. Michelle Wright here with us today, because she's going to share about success. And it's virtually impossible to be successful without confidence. So she's going to share some great information. So you want to listen to CDs and read books about how powerful you are, that reminds you that God made us to be so powerful. And that way you can start overriding the idea that you don't have confidence. Because being confident or having confidence, that's something that we're actually born with. Over time, you know, life takes its toll, and the environment has an effect on us sometimes, and so we allow that to convince us that we don't have confidence. So it's in there, you already have it. And one last thing, choose a daily affirmation that you can read that will remind you as to how amazing you really are. Now, Michelle, you heard the question. Do you want to chime in on that and give your opinion?
Yes, I think to be confident and to achieve confidence, you have to know that you are uniquely made, and you have to be the best that you can be in life, and that's embracing what God has for you, not what he has for anybody else, but appreciating and valuing what God has given you, the beauty God has given you, the spirit God has given you, and I think at that point you can embrace and obtain confidence.
Awesome. That's an amazing answer. That's a great answer. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I am just so excited to have Michelle with us today. I want to tell you a little bit about this amazing woman who is just, I am so honored that she is a guest on our show. She's a native of Tuskegee, Alabama. Dr. Michelle Wright, she's an author, a speaker, and a success expert who has repeatedly been recognized throughout her career as a top-performing national and international award-winning corporate leader. She's a recipient of the 2010 Sister Friends United Woman of Excellence Award in the area of business entrepreneurship. Michelle holds a BS degree in electrical engineering from Tuskegee University. She's smart, right? Right. Where she graduated with high honors and was recognized as Electrical Engineering Student of the Year. She also holds an MS degree in industrial engineering, engineering management from the University of Tennessee Space Institute, where she was the first full-time African-American student to earn a Master's of Science degree in Engineering Management and a PhD in Public Policy from the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville with a double specialization in Health and Leadership Policy. Now, what makes this all so amazing is that today, Michelle is a doctor, but as a child, she had an extensive learning disability and a severe speech impediment that resulted in her inability to speak before the age of 5. Even at age 5, most people could not understand her speech. They couldn't understand what she was saying. Her parents, though, they embraced her unique journey, and they enrolled her in speech therapy. At a young age, she learned that the journey might not always be smooth and that it can seem dark and very uncomfortable, but there's always joy and bright light at the end of every path. I love that. That's such a great way to look at life and such a great way to think about life and where you're headed no matter what situation you're in. In high school, she decided that enough was enough, and that's where she learned the importance of faith. What a great journey. At age 17, she entered the Miss Tuskegee Institute High School pageant. She was the only contestant whose speech received a standing ovation that night. Now, this is a woman who went from not being able to speak, period, to getting a standing ovation for speaking, for giving a great speech. How awesome is that? The impact of that speech left a blueprint to success in her spirit, and she knew she could achieve anything that she wanted to achieve just by being herself. How wonderful. Her new face and unique spirit, that's what allowed her to achieve all that she's has achieved today, and it allows her to achieve her dreams and to continue to achieve her dreams on a daily basis. How awesome is that? I am so honored, so privileged to introduce to you guys Dr. Michelle Wright. She is the author of an amazing book called Dear Success Seeker, and that book, you guys, I read it, is just so incredible. It is a masterpiece that individuals from all backgrounds, I mean, regardless of gender, race, ethnicity, age, education, or socioeconomic status, they can enjoy for not only today but for generations to come. And that's true because I've had the book for several months, about a year, and I read the book then, and as I look through it periodically, I mean, I think, wow, I've got to read this book again and again. The information in it is just so timeless. The advice is timeless. And so you do want to take a look at the book. If you're interested in the book, you can go to our website at www.designingyourlifetoday.com. And as a success expert, what Michelle wants to do is she wants to inspire all success seekers to appreciate all of the colors in their rainbow and dare to explore the infinite possibilities to living and celebrating the color of success. Well, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to, after I introduce to you the amazing Dr. Michelle Wright, the author of Dear Success Seeker. Once again, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Pat.
Well, what do you have to say to us today? We want to listen to you now.
Well, I can say, wow. I mean, this show is awesome, and I feel privileged to have the opportunity to be your guest. And you summarize it best. You say you are your secret to success. And that is one of the things that I have a passion about, inspiring others to realize that they are their own secret to success. So I am glad to have the opportunity to be on the show and speak on success, and hopefully something I would say will inspire others to pursue their passion in life.
Awesome. Well, we're listening, so go ahead, and the floor is yours.
Well, one of the things I do want to share is my personal testimony to success, and you've touched on that. I was born in Tuskegee, Alabama, and I was born with a severe, what was labeled at that point to be a severe mental learning disability. So you can imagine the obstacles and barriers that I had to face and overcome to success. And it was an extremely difficult time in my life. I could not talk at all before the age of 5, had difficulty talking even up to junior high school. I was in speech classes up to high school, and